Hey, grown-ups, how would you like to pay your old imaginary friends a visit? Better yet, why not bring them to the movies to see If in theaters May 17th? Written and directed by John Krasinski and also starring Ryan Reynolds, Kaylee Fleming, Fiona Shaw, and the voices of many more familiar favorites, If is the story of a girl who can see everyone's imaginary friends and her quest to reunite them with their imaginators. Bring the whole family to see If in theaters May 17th. I'm pretty sure imaginary friends get in for free. If. In theaters, May 17th.
Hey, grown-ups.
On the Nintendo Switch system, you can team up with friends in Super Mario Bros. Wonder.
Where you can meet talking flowers.
Life's full of surprises.
And where piranha plants sing.
And where Mario, Luigi, and Peach turn into elephants.
Wowie zowie!
And where this announcer turns into a...
super tiny announcer!
That's not in the game.
Sorry, got a little excited. Nintendo Switch, the home of Mario and friends. Game rated E for everyone. Game and system sold separately.
Hey, grown-ups.
On the Nintendo Switch system, you can team up with friends in Super Mario Bros. Wonder.
Where you can meet talking flowers.
Life's full of surprises.
And where piranha plants sing.
And where Mario, Luigi, and Peach turn into elephants.
Wowie zowie!
And where this announcer turns into a...
super tiny announcer!
That's not in the game.
Sorry, got a little excited. Nintendo Switch, the home of Mario and friends. Game rated E for everyone. Game and system sold separately.
Hey, Mindy, I brought that foot cream you were asking for. Is everything okay?
There we go. Better than okay. I'm putting together a thank you gift basket, and foot cream was the last thing on my list. Thank you.
Ooh, a gift basket for who?
Oh, for my feet, Guy Raz. I just want to thank them for all the hard work they do.
You're giving yourself a gift basket?
Think about it, Guy Raz. We're on our feet all day, every day, and when was the last time that you just looked down at your feet and said, thank you?
The last time I talked to my feet? I can't remember.
Exactly. Too long. Remember, it is important to nourish the sole of your feet.
Okay.
And look, I made sure to get one for every single part of the foot. Each one has 26 bones, at least 30 joints, and more than 100 muscles, tendons, and ligaments.
You know what? You're right. Our feet do deserve some appreciation.
Let's see here. I've got some nail clippers, a pedicure kit, some socks lined with magic lotion. Ooh!
Hey, those are my slippers.
Oh, well, would you look at the time. The game show is afoot, Guy Raz.
Right. Pull on the slippers.
Click the heels.
And wiggle the toes in 3, 2, 1.
And now, for everyone's second favorite game show after laughing so hard there are visible boogers, it's...
2 whats and a wow! With your hosts, Mindy and Guy Raz!
2 whats and a wow!
Welcome! Wowzers, it's time for another runaway round of 2 whats and a wow.
2 whats and a wow.
The scientific game show that separates the wows from the whats. And the category for today is feet. Mindy, why don't you refresh our contestants on how the game works?
You know it. Wowzers, we are going to give you 3 scientific statements about feet, but... this is a big but. Only one of those statements will be a true wow. The other two, just a couple of made-up whats.
Okay, let's get started. Which of the following statements about feet is a true scientific wow? Is it A? In some grocery stores, you can find cheese made from feet.
Or is it B? You will often find tiny frogs living in the feet of horses.
Or is it C? Tarantulas taste with their feet.
When you think you have it figured out, tickle your own feet and laugh the answer out loud for the world to hear.
We're going to take a quick break to let you kick your feet up and relax. And when we come back, we'll find out if your wow is the winning wow.
2 whats and a wow, we'll be right back. Grown-ups, this
message is for you.
Hey, grown-ups, do you ever want to whisk your family away on a fun and exhilarating adventure? What if we helped you make it a possibility every single week? And from the comfort of your home, car, or wherever you are. It's the Cat in the Hat Cast, a weekly podcast presented by our partners at Purina. Your pet, our passion. Fill your week with sing-alongs, laughter, and a pinch of mayhem as you spend time with the oh-so-mischievous Cat in the Hat and his cautious pal, Fish. Tune in with the whole family, including your furriest friends, because when we spend time together, the fun never ends. You'll never guess what surprises the Cat in the Hat will pull out of his hat next. Follow the Cat in the Hat Cast on the Wondery app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, grown-ups, it's Guy Raz here from Wow in the World. Happy Earth Month! As you might have heard, Earth Day is on April 22nd, but we have some ideas for how to celebrate the wows of this amazing planet we call home every day. Grown-ups, visit tinkercast.com/earthday for activities the whole family can do to celebrate the Earth today and every day.
That's it. Now back to the show.
Okay, wowzers, it's time to reveal the what's and the wows. But before we do, let's do a quick review.
We gave you three statements about feet and challenged you to find the one true wow. Was it A? In some grocery stores, you can find cheese made from feet.
Or was it B? You will often find tiny frogs living in the feet of horses.
Or was it C? Tarantulas taste with their feet.
Joining us by phone with the answer to today's question, it's Edie from Maine. Edie, what's the wow?
Hi, Mindy and Guy Raz. My wow in the world is that tarantulas taste with their feet.
Winner, winner, comfy sneakers for dinner.
Edie, you are correct. Wowzers, if you guessed C, tarantulas taste with their feet, congratulations, you found the winning wow.
Tarantulas and many other spiders actually taste and smell through special sensory organs on their legs.
It might seem a little odd, but it's actually a really useful trait shared by lots of different insects and arachnids.
It helps spiders, flies, butterflies, mosquitoes, and tons of other bugs to decide what's good and safe to eat before they eat it.
So when flies walk around on your food, it's like a little sampling menu for them.
Talk about bonker balls.
And wowzers, if you went with A or B, both were actually great guesses.
If you chose A, it turns out you cannot buy foot cheese in grocery stores.
But while you won't find foot cheese in stores, there was once an exhibition on foot cheese.
In Dublin, Ireland, a biologist and an artist teamed up to make cheeses with bacteria samples from different people's feet.
The same bacteria that ripens cheese and makes it stinky is the same one that lives on our skin and eats dead skin cells.
So you could make cheese from foot bacteria? I mean, if you really wanted to?
I guess. Why don't we get back to the topic at hand, or foot, I guess.
Wowzers, if you chose B, while you will not find tiny frogs living on horse hooves, there is, however, a part of the hoof called the frog.
This frog may not be an amphibian, but it is a small, slightly squishy, triangular pad on the underside of the hoof.
This frog pad helps to protect the horse's joints and bones as it's galloping on hard ground. So although it may not croak, a horse's frog is no joke. Guy Raz, why don't you tell our winning wowzers what they won?
Mindy, all of our contestants today will be taking home their very own invisible sandal castle.
Sandcastle? I mean, don't get me wrong, Guy Raz. Those are amazing, but I was actually in the toe zone here.
Not sandcastle, sandal castle.
Oh, yes. I've heard of those. The mansions made entirely out of sandals.
That's it, Mindy. Tons of rooms, giant backyard, no shoe closets, but no problem.
Well, that's about all the time we have for today. But before we go, we have a little scientific challenge for you. We call it Operation Step to It.
Wowzers, we challenge you to see just how many steps are in between you and, well, anything you pick.
And have some fun with it. How many tiptoe steps from your bed to your door? What if you take gigantic steps?
What if you hop with only your left foot? What about your right?
What are the best ways to get from one point to another?
Draw a map with where you like to skip, crawl,
shimmy, dance, anything.
Grown-ups, you can upload photos and videos to us at tinkercast.com/share.
That's all the time we have for today. But until next time,
keep on wowing.
Two What's in a Wow is executive produced by Meredith Halpern-Ranzer, Mindy Thomas, and me, Guy Raz.
Our writers are Anna Zagorski, Darnell Walker, Ruth Morrison, and Heba Gouda.
Sound production and design is by Alishaba Itoop and Marianne Lozano, with help from our senior producer, Jed Anderson.
Special thanks to the rest of our team of tinkerers, including Anna Zagorski, Rebecca Caban, Henry Moskal, Jessica Bodie, Jacob Stein, and Jason Rabinowitz.
Our theme song was written and composed by the Pop-Ups. For more on their 3-time Grammy-nominated all-ages music, find them at thepopups.com.
And to keep the what's and the wows rolling, visit us at tinkercast.com. There you can find our 2 What's in a Wow Think and Tinker playbook, interactive Kahoot games, and info on becoming a member of the World Organization of Wowzers.
Grown-ups, you can follow us on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter at 2 What's and a Wow, and our email address is hello@tinkercast.com.
Finally, if you're a kid with a big wow to share, it could be used on an upcoming episode of 2 What's in a Wow. Call us at 1-888-7-WOW-WOW.
Thanks again for listening and playing along. Meet us back here on Monday for Wow in the World.
Wow in the World was made by Tinkercast and sent to you by Wondery.
Hey, Prime members, you can listen to Wow in the World early and ad-free on Amazon Music.
Download the Amazon Music app today, or you can listen early and ad-free with Wondery Plus Kids in Apple Podcasts.
And grown-ups, before you go, tell us about yourself by completing a short survey at wondery.com/survey.